The noisy chatter of schoolchildren sounds much the same the world over, but there is a world of difference between the schools themselves. In Victoria and Queensland, there is an education experiment underway which has as its motives, its ideals, and its practical operation, ideas which are certainly different. It's called the School of Total Education. The concept behind the School of Total Education is the realization of a dream for well-known author, philosopher, and educationalist Sri Vijayadev Yugendra. I asked Vijay to explain why the school was founded.
It is a concept that I have been thinking about for a long time as to how can we bring in an educational system that can aid the child and aid the parent and more than that, aid the society to find some more meaning than probably living in perpetual fear, as we seem to do, all of us.
In your book, Total Education, The Obvious Solution, you talk about a growing malaise in society and your fear of this, or your concern about this. By this, do you also infer that the need for a school or even an all-embracing educational concept, such as the School of Total Education, is increasing as time goes by?
Well, I feel that recently in Queensland, we had an outcry from our teachers here that they wanted to reduce the size of the classes. I personally feel that a child today, student, having not as much love shared from his parents as he probably would require to refine him or, see him bloom.
Yes.
Naturally needs a type of an environment for study where a teacher can give him and in some way compensate his hunger for love and care. And in a small ratio like 1:5, you can almost guarantee that where the child, provided, of course, the teacher is well-trained. I personally believe that the modern teachers that are coming out of the universities and teaching colleges, probably not all of them are well equipped as teachers, because they probably have still got their hang-ups, which from time to time come out in the school environment. But in the initial stage, I think 1:5 is ideal.
Many schools have orchestras, and the School of Total Education is no exception. Michael Funder is music master at the school.
What percentage of the pupils at the school would be learning a musical instrument of some sort?
Probably everyone. Yes, everyone would be. Every child.
What is the final outcome of all this diligent practice?
Hopefully some beauty in their music. I think music provides the children with eventually a creative outlet. I think it's a very useful tool to help the child to concentrate and focus his mind. When a child's playing violin or flute, they really have to pull their mind together. They can't be thinking of something else, and it's a very good tool just to help them to integrate themselves, their minds at that moment. And it's also a release for some children. They can release that frustration or whatever, or energy, in whatever form it is, in a positive way. And this has helped in many instances with children.
And when is the result of all their endeavours heard?
We don't look at it really as a result. The idea of sort of practicing and then performing at a concert or something like that, we try and have them enjoy what they do at the moment.
The curriculum at the School of Total Education is a combination of the normal curriculum and specialised teaching in other unusual areas, or a new approach to the old subjects. Once again, Vijay Yugendra.
I think we have in no way allowed the school to be different or, out of sorts of a school. It's a normal school like any other private school. And it follows the curriculum and the basic requirements as laid down by the health department, the education department, and the expectancies of the society.
The actual subjects which the children study, whether it's at the primary level or the secondary level, that would be very similar to what would be found in another school. It's more the approach that's taken towards the teaching of the subjects and the other things that we add to that basic curriculum.
I'm talking now to Richard Waters, who is principal of the Schools of Total Education and is actually domiciled in Warwick, but has control of the school at St Kilda also. Richard, we've heard something of the theory behind the concept of total education from Vijay. In what main ways do you think the school differs from the traditional school?
Well, as it was mentioned, in terms of academic subjects, there's probably very little difference. But you have features like the teacher-student ratio, and we have a teacher training program, where the teachers are equipped to deal with the personal issues that come up in the classroom and not just the academic program. So we feel that will help the teachers relate to the children as people as well as students. Then you also have the parents program, with the parents being involved in their education. And also you have a very broad approach to the character development of the children, which is not based on any particular religious doctrine, but more a broad general approach, which has evolved from the teacher training and the guest scholar program, and also the development of Vijay's own ideas in education. So these are the different contributions to the idea of total education. We also have the idea of a hot meal, which is served at lunchtime at the school, where the school, in a sense, influences the children's diet. And their lunches menus are checked by a medical practitioner to make sure they're nutritionally balanced. And we can also introduce the children to various different tastes in food, so that if they go to a home of a different cultural background to their own, they have a greater tolerance towards the meal that might be served to them. And the last aspect probably that is particularly important is we have a non-competitive approach, that often the motivating factor for children, whether it's in the academic field, whether it's in the sporting field or others, is a particularly competitive one, and we feel this can have some very bad side effects for children. And so we develop a non-competitive approach in our educational program.
Your teachers come from traditional teachers' training colleges, or some of them have come from other schools, but what do you look for specifically in a teacher? What is your yardstick by which you select a teacher for your schools?
Well, as Vijay has said, it's mainly that a person has perhaps come to terms with what one might call their own hang-ups to a certain minimum extent. We don't have perfect people in the school, of course, but we feel that people need to have come to terms with some of their own personal problems and difficulties so that their mind can be free to be available to the children, that one can't really fully love a child and provide the attention they need unless they are... To some extent, they've got their own problems in a perspective or in a control where they don't interfere in the classroom. Whereas the philosophy very much these days is that, you know, I am a person, I have my own problems, why shouldn't they come out in the classroom?
Judy Funder is formistress for Forms 1 and 2. Right now, a group discussion in class is underway.
I just want to ask, first of all, who can tell me how you feel when you are teased? Now, you've all had experiences of this, so I've seen that quite a lot. How do you feel when you get teased by somebody?
They do it too much, you know, I get annoyed, but if they just do it a little bit, I don't, you know, just like, laugh it off.
How do you feel when you're teasing somebody?
It's not always I get pleasure out of saying, I know that I've got them back at last once they've done stuff to me.
Well, I feel that I've got them back, even if it doesn't do anything to them. No, I just feel better after I've done it.
Well, that's straight after. How do you feel a little while after that?
Judy, how often do you have these group discussions in class?
We have these formally once a week. It's part of the weekly program, but also if situations perhaps occur in the playground or during the day which we do feel require talking out in that manner, we will then take the time, perhaps in a lesson, spend 5 or 10 minutes talking those situations out also.
Is the choice of topic always left to the teacher, or do the students themselves sometimes come up with an idea for a discussion?
It's often a combination of both. At times we find there are particular things occurring in the class that do require talking out at the time, or we get feedback from the parents sometimes that certain things are happening at home in the family situation that are worthwhile following up with the children at school. And sometimes there is something that the children particularly want to talk about. That's very easy because we know the children pretty well and we also know the home situation well, so that you can make the remarks fairly practical and relate it to the children directly. Also, we have, because of the small numbers, we observe what's happening with the children and in the way they're relating to each other quite closely, and we're able to pick up little things that it's necessary to bring out just to try and create a more harmonious feeling in the class. It's been going for, you know, a number of years now. I think that they are really starting to be a bit more aware of themselves and how they get on with other people, and it really does seem to be helpful in their growing up process.
When opening the new premises for the school late last year, the Honourable Lindsay Thompson, Premier of Victoria, commented on another most important aspect of the School of Total Education.
Here at the School of Total Education, I could see the tremendous involvement of parents.
Murray Madadi and Noel Rogers are two parents who place a strong value on the weekly parent meetings.
The education of the parents, I feel, is just as important as the education of the children and even the teachers, that there's got to be a giant sort of family feeling that gradually comes up through these meetings, and I feel it does, actually. We sit for about 2 hours and discuss the progress of the children, or what is happening to the children in their everyday living, also what is happening to the parents in their everyday living and coping with the children, and also in their own personal development. So they go quite deeply into the one's own self-development and how one is progressing. And out of this comes, I feel, a feeling of not being alone in one's concern for one's children, that parents find that they do develop more tolerance, more patience, more capacity to care for their children. They become less fearful of even being able to bring up their children. I think today a lot of parents are very sort of worried about whether they can, considering the pressures that are outside in the community. But in the school, you can share these fears and these hopes and things like that, and then they're put on a more realistic, practical, everyday basis in our lives.
What you're just saying lends a different significance or a different slant to the title Total Education, doesn't it? It seems that it's not only refers to total education for the children and the students, but total education in that it embraces the parents as well.
Well, this is true. I think this is the whole thing, that where you've got division, I mean, it's a well-known fact that even if one parent, for instance, corrects a child and then another parent turns around and negates that correction, well, then you've got a division. Well, you can have the same situation in the school, that we've got to, in some way, more deeply understand the need for cooperation, working together as a whole unit, as a whole family, so that the children are not subjected to this division or their guidance.
Now, what factors influenced you in selecting the School of Total Education for your children?
It was an instinctive reaction. I had not considered anything other than the state system for the education of my children until I heard about the school by chance. And when I heard about it and the plans, the ideals set forth, I just knew it was right, and so that was our choice, and it's been vindicated.
What particular ideals appeal to you mostly?
The fact that it was geared, more than I see most of the other schools in our community, to teach the children how to live their lives in our community and how to understand themselves better. I felt that this was the sort of education we were really needing in the 1980s.
And here again is Richard Waters, principal.
Well, I think, as Vijay mentioned, there's various problems in society existing at the moment because parents probably have not been trained in any way to be parents. It's one of the most important jobs of a person's life, and yes, there's very little preparation for it, apart from the modelling of one's own parents. And that is often perhaps a limited contribution. So probably what we try and do in the parents program is to provide two aspects. One, which is to have a communication between the teachers and the parents about the children. So how have the children been this week? Have there been any issues that have coming up? You might find through the discussion that the child hasn't been sleeping and hasn't found it difficult to get to sleep at night, and this has created a particular kind of behaviour pattern in the classroom. Now, many teachers at a normal school, if they didn't know that, they might assume that the child was misbehaving for some other reason, or there might be some other problem that was coming up with the child. But this gives the teacher a full background into what is going on in the child's life at home. And likewise, the parent can understand their own child's behaviour at home by knowing what's been going on at school, if there have been any difficulties in relationships, or if they're finding a particular subject a little bit harder than they usually do. It allows that interaction between the parents and the teachers in terms of the communication about the child. And the second part is the education part that Vijay talked about, where we look into various aspects of personal growth and development, particularly as they affect parents. And parents share their own experiences with each other. And we find it's a very heartening thing to see that many parents, their main difficulty is thinking that they're the only ones with a particular problem. And the fact that other parents have had that difficulty and that they have faced up to it and been able to find solutions, they can share these solutions with each other. And we find it is particularly helpful for them as parents. But also, the other main spin-off that we've found is that the parents do communicate more with each other at home. That many parents have said they have often gone home and talked about the things that are being talked about in the parents' program for the next perhaps couple of days, and that when the parents' programs are not on, they miss them. So I think this is a very good thing.
You're suggesting it almost becomes a form of marriage guidance.
In a way, in a subtle way, yes.
Well, I personally feel that if the teachers are trying their level best in first providing an example to the child through their own behavior pattern, showing them courtesy, patience, forgiveness, tolerance, and etc. And if they go back home and see the parent behaving contrary to what they see in the school, it then can create a conflict in the child's mind. I feel the teachers need to be re-educated so that they become more qualified teachers in loving and caring. The child is educated through the love and care of the teacher and the love and care of the parent. And the parent is re-educated in realizing the child depends tremendously on their example.
Are the schools at the Melbourne suburb of St Kilda and the Queensland provincial city of Warwick proving a success? Are they achieving their objective of total education? How will their students fare with students from other schools? And how will they face the world?
They will be sitting, if you like, the full HSC type of year if they are following through to year 12. But we hope that they'll be better equipped to cope with the personal pressures that are involved in that year. And this is the main area where many children seem to fall down. They have the academic training, but they don't have the emotional stability to get them through what tends to be a highly pressurised year. I think with the sort of values that we're perhaps looking at in terms of a greater self-sufficiency, a patience with themselves, and a responsibility to the community, that they'll be able to be happy in whatever they're doing and be a contributive citizen to the society that they're in.
I see that there are differences in the curriculum, but I see that in fact this will help the children when they compete with the so-called outside schools.
The children, the care that the children and the attention the children are given relative to their own development in their relationships with themselves, with the other children, with their parents, with the teachers, with the world at large, is of a much deeper and more caring order.